as far as your own writing goes, you spend a lot of time with humor. Do you like funny stuff, or do you tend toward the more serious when it comes to your own reading? What's on your bedside table?
It really, I go in phases, but, you know, of course, Dave Barry, I love him. But, you know, I kind of grew up on the classics. And when I say classics, to me, Godfather is a classic. These books I would find littered around. There was always like bunches of books in my mother's bed.
At least one or two that you read while living abroad.
Right. I lived abroad for 2 years with my mom. Late 80s, she got commissioned to Switzerland to work on a defense project. And, you know, in Switzerland, they didn't have, or anywhere in Europe in those days, they didn't bother to print books that were trendy. You know, they only printed classics. These were the only books that I could get my hand on that were printed in English at the bookstores in Zurich. So I read Book of Common Prayer by Joan Didion and Isaac Dinesen's Out of Africa.
Regular readers of Joan Didion's work know that she has spent a few years reporting on her grief following the deaths of first her husband and then her daughter. The book, A Book of Common Prayer, also centers on tragedy as well, but not Didion's.
Right. It's a fictional account of a mother. And, you know, she discovers that her daughter is involved in some terrorist organization. And she goes on sort of this pilgrimage and ends up in a South American country and actually helps facilitate a revolution there. And it's so well written. I'm stupefied by Joan Didion's talent as a writer.
And for those that might have snoozed during that 11th grade lecture, Isaac Dinesen is not a guy.
Right. It's Baroness von Blixen. Yeah, she wrote under a man's name. Out of Africa is a series of stories, her experiences.
And she actually wrote this while she was making her home in Kenya.
And, oh gosh, she's so lyrical in her ability to describe things. In Switzerland, I had yet to know the language, so these books would save me, you know. Mm-hmm. They would just, we didn't even have television, you know, in there was one channel. For 3 hours on a Wednesday night, they would show old TV sitcoms. Like, I remember Green Acres was one, and and they were obscure. I mean, Green Acres was the best one.
It was about 3 years ago, the hugely popular number one ladies detective agency novels by Alexander McCall Smith were made into a series airing on HBO. Set in Botswana, the stories feature a woman as the country's first lady detective.
Right. Her name is Precious Ramotswe.
Beautiful.
I know. And what I love about it is that when I'm reading these books about these sweet, simple pursuits of Precious Ramotswe's clients, it lightens me. They might not be big things. They might be like, will you find my sister? Or, I think my husband is unfaithful.
So you really like the comfortableness.
Yeah. You know what? I'm so sick of, oh, you must find the amulet and save the world. I'm so sick of that. You know, everything is so big and grand. It's so nice to just read something that's so well-crafted, and it's about real people, and it's just a good story.
Hollis, before we let you out the door with our page-turner guests, we ask that they leave us with a favorite quote about books. Do you have one?
I do, and it's by Oscar Wilde. It is what you read when you don't have to that determines what you will be when you can't help it.
Thank you so very much for coming in.
Thank you, John. Good to be here.